Radio 910, Jerry Hess in for the vacationing Mike Maniscalco, and talking a little Virginia Tech Hokies. Will Schaaf from TechSideline.com joining us. Will, how's it going?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing very good. Doing very good. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
And you know what? I had the call and set this up yesterday. I wanted to talk to you about Marcus Vick's return to the program and a little bit about Virginia Tech, and I still do, but you know what? We got to talk about the basketball team a little bit. How about that? Has this team surprised you at all this year, this Tech basketball team?
You know, I went to the game last night, and I was hoping that you would want to talk about that a little bit. It was a great game. Have they surprised me? I think that probably the way the season has unfolded has been interesting. I'm not sure I'd say it's surprising. They started out pretty rough. You know, they won 6 out of their first 10, and that included a particularly nasty loss at BMI and lost to St. John's that wasn't really expected, and Western Michigan at home. And, you know, the team was just looking for an identity, but they've really settled down since then. You know, Seth Greenberg quit toying around with the lineup. He got Coleman Collins a little healthy, and the last 5 games have gone pretty well for him. They were competitive with Mississippi State, 21st-ranked team in the country, and went down and lost a close one to Florida State down in Tallahassee, and have pulled off 3 straight wins since then, including a couple over Clemson and NC State. So, you know, I wouldn't say it's surprising. I think the team's coming together really nicely. It's just been real interesting to watch them so far this year.
You know, Castle Coliseum came across on television very well last night. It was loud. The fans and the students were really into it, and it was very exciting. Good to see an atmosphere back at the Castle, isn't it?
Well, I think that was the best atmosphere they've had since a couple of years ago when they beat UVA at home early in 2003. You know, it was the last year that Ricky Stokes coached there. And then prior to that, I think that was the best atmosphere since the New Mexico State game in the NIT way back in 1995.
So, Travis Jackson from the corner.
Yeah, that's right. I was telling a young fellow this morning that story, a guy who was probably about 12 when it happened and didn't see it. So, yeah, we were waxing about that.
Travis, I can remember that very well, going, "Hey, what are you doing? Oh, nice shot!"
Yeah, I was telling my buddy that, you know, all 10,000 people in that place didn't think that shot was going in. And when it did, I've never seen 10,000 people all react in just elated disbelief at the same time.
Yeah, that was an unbelievable run, and they went on to win the NIT that year, for those of you who don't know. Well, it appears to be a basketball team, and you mentioned Seth stopped toying around with the lineup a little bit. And Collins has gotten healthy, and that's made a difference. It appears that it really makes a difference when he can keep that starting five on the floor as long as possible. There's not much on the bench, is there?
Yeah, he's got really only 4 guys he can really count on. Collins is turning out to be a pretty complete post player. His defense is getting better. His scoring is getting better. And as a sophomore, he's really got a bright future. And he's put, in 4 of the last 5 games, he's put up at least 16 points. And last night he had a season-high 20 to go with a season-high 9 rebounds. And, of course, he's got the Gord, Xavier Dowdell, and Jamon Gordon. Dowdell's a good shooter. Gordon is just an incredible all-around player. And he's got Carlos Dixon. And after that, the guys get a little unreliable. His fifth starter is Deron Washington, a freshman. And Washington's a great athlete who needs to work on becoming a complete basketball player. He's up and down. You know, he's had his good games and his bad games. And once you get into the bench, things get a little dicey. And I think when Seth does substitutions, he does it mainly to get his starters rest, not so much to bring any punch in off the bench.
We're talking with Will Stewart from TechSideline.com. And I guess the most ballyhooed guy on the bench is Marquis Cook, the heralded recruit this year, the freshman from Norfolk, Virginia Beach area. And, you know, I look at him, and it's going to be hard for him to get in the lineup because Dowdell and Gordon aren't going anywhere.
You know, that whole recruiting class from last year with Collins and Gordon and Dowdell is that you really got to give those guys an A+ because they've all stepped in and played well as freshmen and this year as sophomores. And Cook so far has been, you know, he was Mr. Basketball in Virginia last year, a very highly rated recruit. And, you know, up until very, very recently, he really hasn't shown a whole lot. I think he's been tentative and has lacked confidence. And I think it's a little bit of a shock for him to only be playing about, you know, 10 or 15 minutes a game. But last night he did something I've been looking for him to do all season. He pressed the issue. He did some penetrating. He tried to make plays, and in general did a really good job last night. So hopefully that's something he can build on from here on out, because they need another guy who can be aggressive and score some points.
Yes, they do. One more question before we switch gears to football, Will, and that is, without going in the crystal ball and saying they're going to finish, you know, 16 and 14, what do you see the road being like for this team the rest of the season?
Well, you know, as exciting as it is now, and they're 2-2 in the ACC with a couple of home wins over, you know, in games that I thought were winnable, so it's good they were able to get them against Clemson and NC State. There's not a whole lot down the road that you really look and say, yeah, they can win that. They've got Virginia coming in the Castle Coliseum a week from today. And I think with the way, you know, Virginia's playing right now, just a complete lack of confidence on their part, I look for Tech to have a really good shot to win that one. And I tell you, after that, the pickings get slim because they play Clemson again, but that's at Clemson, and they don't get a shot at Florida State again. You know, Florida State's a talented team that plays very sloppy basketball, so if you get them in your place, you can beat them. So, you know, I'd look for them to win, you know, maybe two or three more in the ACC tops. I think they got a good chance with Virginia and Castle Coliseum, and then, you know, they'll probably pull off a surprise or two here or there, but this is not going to be a team that even really probably has a good shot of going 500 in the ACC. And yeah, it sounds kind of bad to say that, but those are the facts. They're a good team, but there's a lot of great, deep teams in the ACC.
Something to build on, though, for Seth Greenberg, no doubt about it. Will, let's switch gears to football real quick, and the return of Marcus Vick to Tech. What is the buzz around campus about his return to the football program?
Well, you know, Marcus was suspended not from just from the football team, but from the university for all the fall semester. And of course, if you're not part of the university, you can't be on the football team. So what he did was he went down to Atlanta. You know, I've read a couple interviews with him recently, and he spent the time down in Atlanta working out with Michael and studying some film with Michael and, you know, keeping himself in shape and learning a little bit more about reading defenses. The buzz is, you know, he's here, he's done what he was supposed to do. They gave him a list of things to do to get his life back in order, get things back in order before he'd be welcomed back to the football team. He's done that, he's here, and he's saying all the right things in interviews. You know, he's saying that he's sorry he hurt people, he understands he needs to be a leader and all that stuff. But, you know, the proof is going to be in the doing. He's got to go through a spring and be a leader, and then he's got to be a leader going into the fall. And, you know, he's got to stay out of trouble, so it's all in his lap now.
I have heard through the grapevine that Beamer just loves Marcus, and that's obviously a big plus in his favor.
Well, with all the talk about chemistry last year, you know, they had problems in 2002 and 2003 with team chemistry, and then it turned out to be such an important factor last year. You know, everybody's concerned, do Marcus's teammates like him? Does he get along with everybody? All that sort of stuff. And, you know, everything I've heard is that, you know, absolutely, none of the guys on the team have a problem with Marcus, and, you know, they like the guy. He just couldn't stay out of trouble. So he's not, from what I know, a disruptive force in the locker room or on the field. So, you know, the potential's there. I think everybody likes him. I think he's really got the table set to be the comeback story of the year in college football.
Okay, well, we'll have to leave it at that. We're out of time. Will, appreciate it very much. Will Stewart from Tech Sideline.